Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Norris Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm, sir. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you have a couple of minutes of your time to help out with the survey today?
Give me a second, right? Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, hold on. Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from North Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm, and we are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County, sir, about some important issues, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a couple of minutes of your time to help out with the survey today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to proceed in English. Are you between the age of 18 and 29, or between 30, 39, or 40, 54?
I'm 21 years old.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether whether they are your children or someone else's children? Yes or no?
Yeah, I do have my brother. He's
okay.
19.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you've never heard of it, then it's okay. Let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you heard of the Children's Trust? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you heard of Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. United Way of Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children in your family? Yes or no?
No. No, we haven't.
Okay. If you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Would you ask your child's teacher or search the internet, online community, ask a friend or a family member, or ask your child's doctor, or call 211 helpline, or visit a specific website?
It depends. What are you talking about? Like, what type of programs are you talking about?
Any type of programs that involves children.
Because I do have a little sister. She does have swimming classes, and I'm pretty sure we got that from a referral from one of her teachers.
Oh, okay. So we can put down if it's ask your teacher's your child's teacher, childcare.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as a positive, negative, or no impact? Are you very positive or somewhat positive or somewhat negative or very negative or no impact?
To be honest, I don't really have an opinion because this is the first time I've heard of it.
Okay. Thank you. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact of the Children's Trust has in the community? I mean, in your own words, since you're saying the previous answer that you were not really familiar with it, but in your own words, how would you describe it, characterize or describe the impact of the Children's Trust?
I mean, I appreciate that they're looking out for children, but I can't really say much than that because I'm not really familiar with it.
Okay. Thank you so much. This really helps us. Just give me a couple of more minutes, and we're almost done, I promise. Let's see here.
Who are you with? Like, what is your organization or your, like, who am I being called from?
Oh, it's Norris Surveys. It's a professional public opinion research firm. You can look it up online, too. You can see it on there.
Okay.
1 second. Yes, it helps out with the community. These surveys, they help you to get your opinion and how to help more of the children or any kind of trust or, you know, anything that becomes a program in the community, especially in your community. Next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. Would it be very favorable or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't think I have an opinion, to be honest, like I said before.
Okay. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
To be completely honest with you, I have never even heard of Children's Trust before this call.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
I have not, no.
Okay. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Newspaper, social media, television, radio, online, or other sources?
Probably social media.
Okay. We're almost done, I promise. We are almost done with our survey. Yes, we are almost done with our survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Are you Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, other?
Yeah, we're Hispanic.
Okay. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Angela, Black, or African American, Asian, multiracial?
White.
Okay. What is your marital status? Single, not married, divorced, separated, married, or living with a partner?
Well,
or no?
I'm single. My dad is married.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current residence? Own or rent?
We currently rent.
Okay. Thank you. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years?
About 11 years.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000
or $75,000. This is combined, right?
Yes, in the household.
I would put it around, dang, that I'm not really sure, to be honest. I won't be able to answer that.
Or you could just have an idea, like between $75,000 and $100,000. Between $50,000 and $75,000, or between $100,000.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that. I don't want to answer that wrong.
Okay. No problem. Let's see. What is the zip code of your home address?
33175.
Okay. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Is that Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest, or South?
I think we're north.
Okay. Like northeast or northwest?
Northwest.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you so much. This includes our survey. Thank you very much and for participating and for taking your time, taking my time.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.